America weekend. There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! If there's something weird and it don't look good. Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Entertainment. Sometimes it can be confusing. It can be crazy. It can be exciting. It can be hard to understand. So there's one person to help guide us through this crazy odyssey that is the world of entertainment. Time once again for the Entertainment Report. Here is Christina Stoffo.
All right, Ed, do you think that the world is ready to see four women fighting off the paranormal? I hope so, because in 2016, the Ghostbusters reboot will be coming to the big screen, and it's four main characters, all women. Yes, I know. People around the globe did a universal shriek when this news was released, and I'm sure Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, Leslie Jones, and Melissa McCarthy will do a great job. I'm just not sure that people are ready to see a classic like Ghostbusters severely changed like this. People might go in already thinking the worst, but let's hope for the best with this one.
We love you, Conrad. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Conrad. And we'll be true.
Cue the eye roll sounder now. Paris Hilton's younger brother, Conrad Hilton, has been arrested in L.A. for allegedly flipping out on an overseas flight that happened back in July. So on this flight from London to L.A., witnesses say they heard Conrad screaming at a flight attendant, "I'm gonna kill you, rip through you, I'm gonna own anyone on this flight, they're all peasants." Really? It was also noted that Conrad was punching the bulkhead of the plane inches away from the flight attendant's head. Funny, Conrad. Must be nice to be able to float through life because of the hard work your grandfather put in over the years before he died. Your family must be so proud. Oh, and he's blaming all of this on taking a sleeping pill. If you stay tuned to the Super Bowl for their halftime show, Katy Perry did an awesome job, but the showstopper was definitely when surprise guest Missy Elliott came on stage, looking awesome, by the way. She did some of her popular songs and, in my opinion, stole the show. Now, on a personal note, I'm a Team Beachbody coach, and it makes me so happy to learn that Missy got in shape using Shaun T's Insanity Workout DVDs, as well as a healthy diet. Go check out her before and after pictures. They're going to make you want to go sign up at the gym like yesterday. With this week's entertainment update, I'm Christina Stoffo. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Christina. And as always, Christina will be back next week. There are states in this country that are horrible for young adults to live in. It's drudgery. It's awful. It's almost inhumane. What are these 10 states and why are they so awful? Let's find out. The Great Recession struck at precisely the wrong time for young adults trying to secure their economic futures. People in their early 20s suffered unemployment rates far above the national level while shouldering record amounts of student debt. More than 5 years after the recession technically ended, the struggles continue and are more evident in certain states. Which states leave young adults suffering the most? A report from MoneyRates.com seeks to answer that question by evaluating states on the following factors. The first, youth unemployment. Understandable. The second one, youthfulness of the population. Third, tuition costs. Tuition's expensive everywhere. The fourth one, rental costs. The fifth, rental availability. And now here's where we start venturing off into crazy land. Number six, access to high-speed broadband. Mom, Dad, I can't take it anymore. I can't get high-speed broadband. Number seven. Here's a really good one. Try to sell this one back at home. Number of bars and other night spots per capita. Mom, Dad, I can't make it on my own because there aren't enough places for me and go and get drunk every night. And the final one. Number of fitness facilities per capita. Lisa Ritchie is concerned about that one, but that's a whole other story. Some are legitimate. Come on, some are ridiculous. Obviously, different people have different tastes and different opinions on what makes a state attractive. However, some of the factors identified might just help you steer clear of states that are a little tougher on young adults. This according to Richard Barrington, a MoneyRates.com senior financial analyst. I don't think he's in his 20s. Or if you are already in one of those states, seeing it rank as one of the worst for young people might just get you thinking about trying your luck elsewhere. I can't get a latte. I've got to get out. There could be a better life waiting for you in a state where conditions are more welcoming to people like yourself. Really? They're so afflicted. Don't we all have it difficult when we're starting out? Oh, I did. You did. We all did. Let's take a look at the 10 worst states for adults. Here we go. Number 10 on the list, Oregon. Hello, Portland. In addition to ranking in the bottom 10 for the proportion of young adults in its population, Oregon has the lowest rate of rental availability of any state. Oh, get a roommate. Get two roommates. It makes things easier. Easier to find a place, and you all share the costs. See how I help guide you through this? I am guiding the youth of America and stewarding them into adulthood. You're welcome. Number 9. Again, these are the worst states in America for young adults. Number 9 is Vermont. Because what if you don't like maple syrup? Vermont is the worst state for access to high-speed broadband and second worst for college tuition costs. So what an awful way to go through life. You're paying too much to go to school, and you can't look at things on the internet that you shouldn't be looking at anyway because you don't have access to high-speed broadband. Oh my goodness, I'm still using dial-up. Remember that funny noise? Do they still do that in Vermont? I don't know. Number 8, California. Really? The beaches, Hollywood, the Lakers, the whole thing, and California is awful for young adults. Let's find out why. Despite having one of the highest proportions of young adults in its population, California is not economically ideal for young people. Unemployment levels in the state for young adults is among the worst in the nation, and rental units are scarce and pricey. Bang, bang, bang. Hello, Madonna, can I come live with you? Bang, bang, bang. Hey, Kelly Coco, can I come live with you? Maybe they have an extra room. They don't need the extra money. Maybe just out of the goodness of their hearts, their general benevolence, they'll let you stay there for free. Again, I'm helping you think out of the box for this. Number 7, my home state, New Jersey. New Jersey has the second lowest proportion of young adults of any state. It has excellent access to high-speed broadband. Try the service in my home studio every once in a while, folks. But high tuition and rental prices take a toll on young pocketbooks. The tuition costs, okay. I remember, this is going back quite a ways now, when I was a freshman at Rutgers University, the State University of New Jersey, I think my tuition was $700 for the year or something like that. It wasn't much more than that. It is in the tens of thousands right now, folks. And the education, it was good then. It's just as good now. It is a very good school. I don't think that's improved very much. What are we paying for? Football programs. You're building these massive football stadiums and these fancy football uniforms so that all of a sudden college become minor league sports franchises. That's why the tuition goes crazy at a lot of these schools. So if you come from a financially limited background, or if you don't want to saddle yourself with debt for the next 35 years, maybe don't go to the big, big university. Go to a smaller state school, and you'll still get the same type of degree that will still get you a decent job when you get out, you hope. The next one, Kentucky. On the positive, Kentucky has the second lowest median rent in the nation. However, it finds itself in the bottom 10 worst states for young people for the second straight year. Kentucky is among the worst states for young adult unemployment, access to high-speed broadband, and the concentration of fitness establishments. Mom, Dad, there's no gym. How can I live? Number 5, Maine. Maine was the worst state for young adults in 2013, but managed to improve slightly this year. The problems it still faces include low rental availability and a small number of night spots per capita. There are no clubs and no bars. In response, young people certainly do not show the state much love. It has the lowest proportion of people ages 20 to 24 of any state. When you think of a hip, hot, sexy place to live, are you thinking of Maine? Number 4, Virginia. Isn't Virginia for lovers? That's what the bumper stickers always said. It ranked quite poorly in terms of rental affordability and the number of night spots per capita. Here we go. Expensive apartments And in lack of bars, it is a ticket to ruin for young adults, quite obviously. Number three, Arizona. While Arizona ranks well for retirees, young adults may want to think twice. The state ranks below average in 6 of 8 categories. Number two, Washington. Falling 13 spots from last year's rankings, Washington is the second worst state overall for young adults. It ranked below average in every category except for concentration of fitness clubs. I'm poor, but I'm healthy. Renting an apartment is also a big problem as vacancies are relatively scarce in the state. And the worst state for a young person, New Hampshire. New Hampshire was the second worst state for young adults in 2013, now though at the very bottom of the list. The state is well below average in 6 out of the 8 categories in the MoneyRates.com study. It has the third lowest proportion of young adults of any state. If your biggest worry is that you have no place to go and drink or go and work out, or that your internet is slow, your life, it's pretty darn good, folks. You know what you do, Junior? You suck it up and you live with it. Your priorities are so out of whack, you won't survive anywhere. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.